This is a HeadGum Original.
The show, Peter George Saba himself, my roommate. He is above me right now, not only in stature, salary, and seniority, but also physically. George, you used to be an intern at the network. You're a frequent collaborator, a content creator of sorts, an artist, really.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as part of the HeadGum family, but you didn't say that, so I don't know. Maybe I've misread my value.
I just said that you were above me in every category and you're still somehow upset.
Well, sure. I can be above you in every category. It doesn't mean I'm a part of something. And isn't that all we want at the end of the day as humans? We just want to be a part of something greater than ourselves.
That's not how Neil Young felt.
What are you referencing?
I'm saying you're like Neil Young and then like Ferris, Mike and I are like Crosby, Stills and or Nash.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that makes me Neil Young. I tried to, Jeff mentioned we're roommates. I tried to see if we could record this from the same room. I thought that'd be more efficient. Jeffrey tells me it's not. He wanted me to have a worse recording setup.
You would just get a bunch of crosstalk.
Should we go?
Leave the recording or say something. Look, this podcast, George, goes off the rails very fast, or it doesn't sometimes. It has yet to be seen what this episode will hold. But, you know, the way that I like to edit is a lot of cross, you know, L cuts, a lot of zebra patterns in a way. And I'm using a lot of engineer lingo because Mike and Ferris, obviously, two of HeadGum's star engineers. That's what I call them. Star engineers, star engineers. Fuck.
I like that.
Really?
It will grow on me. I can tell.
It will piss me off less and less as time goes on.
Precisely.
Yeah. So, George, have you met Ferris or Mike at all?
I feel like I've met you guys at a HeadGum party. But
no.
If that's not the case, then I don't think I've met you guys. In which case, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you as well. Yeah, I think I'm too new for that. Before hitting my 1 year time with HeadGum, coronavirus happened. And so I'm never actually going to see these people in person for the foreseeable future. There's no party. There's no rapport to build other than through a screen here.
And it's working pretty fucking well, man.
You know what? It has been working okay. It's been fine.
Yeah.
It's
been fire.
It's lit, fam.
Were you able to work, like, you went into the office before and stuff? Like, you were able to work in person briefly.
I was hired on as an intern. And basically, as soon as I got hired on in a more permanent status, coronavirus hit and everything, like, got flipped upside down. I'm glad I was able to train there. Mm. And so now I hit the ground running, but now I was running for my life for a minute there.
Do you see yourself staying at Agbo that's where I work, HeadGum for the rest of your life?
Oh, I'm not sure.
It's a pretty invasive question. You also just outed where you worked, which I thought you didn't want to be public knowledge.
I can say that I work there. I just don't want to say anymore.
You don't want to say that you're working on series, that you're working with, you know, that you just got a promotion that was also kind of a demotion.
Right. And I know you have this little gag where you like to ask probing questions.
That's what this show is, or maybe not. This episode specifically is titillating.
In what way?
Wasn't expecting any follow-ups.
We sort of talked over Ferris sharing his career aspirations. And I did want to get to the bottom of how loyal he feels to HeadGum as an institution.
You know, it's funny. Without Amir, the primary antagonist of this show, and now you, George, being... It's like double the Jeff, and there's no Amir. There's no... Amir is the one who will, like, snipe your head off on certain things. Marika is just the one that will shake her head and be like, no. What you're saying is bad. Yeah. I've heard
it's
say
interesting
bad.
That you qualify or that you think Amir is the antagonist, because on the forums, etc., Discord, Reddit, I'm the antagonist. I'm the anti-hero.
Well, yeah, you're more the anti-hero of the show. He is your antagonist.
Sure.
He is, and I'm sorry to say this about him, but he is the Skyler White to your Walter White.
Okay, I get that.
He's a lot more likable than Skyler White, though. So many people tried to argue that she's an okay person, but no, Skyler White sucked in Breaking Bad, and that's no one's going to change my mind about that. What do you think about that?
Ferris, cut that out, please.
Why?
I just feel like you're going to want to cut that out.
I feel like that's not the hottest take.
What?
Ferris's hottest take was that he just put in his mail-in ballot for Joe Jorgensen.
Yeah, I guess that's a hot take with stakes, man.
Yeah.
Everybody go around and share their hottest take.
Oh, my hottest take is that I hate pasta.
Okay, I'll go.
No reaction for that. It's not a hot take then. If nobody like yells at you, it's not a hot take.
No, I mean, I like pasta. I think I just respect the hot take.
I think I grew up in Cleveland. All the pastas there are like really bad.
Hmm.
Thick red sauce.
Cut that out. I think people on the forums in Cleveland and the pasta community are going to be really pissed about that.
No, if you like pasta in Cleveland, I don't want you to follow the show. Because that means you're like a nothing person in a way.
Oh my God.
No, I'm serious.
So far I'll be cutting out the Skyler White stuff, the pasta stuff.
All we've said so far in the final edited version is that George works for AGPO. Yeah.
And then you can't say what Jeffrey said right after.
Right, that one's gone. But yeah, so George, former intern, part of the HeadGum family, collaborator, Man George is his character in the sketches on a lot of HeadGum podcasts. Been on If I Were You, now that you're on this show, you guys, I don't know how much you guys know of George, but the people listening will be very excited that you're on, George. Ferris and Mike are audio engineers, HeadGum's finest. I already said that already, but I feel like I didn't say enough about what it means to be Mike Comite in this.
Did you just
day.
Restart the podcast? I feel like we've been going for 8 minutes now and you just decided to start the podcast.
All right, we're going to go into our first segment. Today, our President Donald J. Trump, he refused aid to California despite thousands of acres burned, family-owned businesses gone, general stores, places in the mountains, fried to a crisp. What would you guys in your personal life refuse aid to? This segment is called Aid or Nah? All right, I'm going to run you guys through a couple of scenarios where somebody needs help and you get to decide whether you provide it or not. All right. A friend.
Can I ask a question before we get into it?
You may not.
All right. Never mind.
A friend's car. No, what's your question?
What's to incentivize me for not? Like, why wouldn't I just give aid to all of these?
Are we assuming that we have the means to give aid? Or is this really going to come out of my bank account right now?
Let's say that anything monetarily would be coming out of your personal finances.
Got it.
Some of these are, you know, some of them are no-brainer nahs. We'll see. Ferris, any questions?
Yes.
Cool. All right. A friend's car got towed, but he's like 45 minutes away from you. Aid or nah?
Aid.
Yeah, definitely.
Aid. Yeah.
Wait, are we aiding him in like the tow, like the drop fee or like the pickup fee? Or are we just going to give him a ride?
You're
going to
go pick him up.
And Jeff, you just said nah. That
I said aid. Because you guys said aid.
Okay.
Right, but you didn't say aid out of like your own heart.
I mean, it depends on the friend, right? Like if George needed help, I would go find him. But like, you know, if, I don't know, trying to think of someone who I actually know and wouldn't help.
Pretty sure you said nah immediately and very naturally. And then
if my
like
friend
quickly...
AJ needed help, I would not go help him because he lives far from me.
But you said 45 minutes though.
Well, he lives like 20.
That's...
You're... Can I ask another question? This is not about the segment. What's the vibe of this podcast? What is like, where are we supposed to be emotionally?
Oh, George, how you feel right now, it's going to continue and intensify.
Got it. Okay. So we're supposed to be experiencing an ambient awkwardness.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
And you're supposed to leave before the podcast is done, which I didn't know my first time and I stayed till the end.
You're not supposed to do that. It's just some people kind of, they hit a threshold and they can't take it anymore. Amir has recently been leaving before 30 minutes into the show. All right. You're a great sewer and your friend asks you to patch his jeans. The only problem is you're kind of tired. Aid or nah?
I would aid. I feel like if I'm a great sewer, it's like no skin off my back.
When does he need it by?
He needs it like for that night and it's like 4 p.m. Like you're lounging around. You have to get up off the couch and like go do this sewing project that you won't even get to reap the benefits of.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Aid, I guess. I mean, nah, obviously, but because you guys said aid, I'll say aid. Your sibling is hosting a garage sale and really wants another person there in case any creeps show up. Aid or nah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Aid.
Yeah, aid.
Yeah, aid.
A lot of creeps.
Mike?
Yeah, I'll aid.
Okay.
Not something my brother would say to me, but it's fine.
Your girlfriend's friend works for Tom Steyer and asks for if you have any good gift ideas for her birthday. Aid or nah?
Wait, what? Whose birthday?
This is, I don't know how to be any clearer. Your girlfriend's childhood friend works right. for Tom Steyer's campaign, and she asks you if you have any good gift ideas for your girlfriend's birthday. Aid her or nah?
So the fact that she works Wait. For Tom Steyer is a non sequitur. As apropos of nothing, your girlfriend's friend yeah. is just asking for a gift idea for your girlfriend.
Agreed. Yes, that's a clearer way to say it. But she does work for Tom Steyer.
I'm gonna say nah, just because I have so few ideas for gifts for Aaron that I could not possibly lend any to anybody else.
Okay.
Like, every gift idea I need to keep to myself because I'm so gift idea poor.
That's a pretty right. good answer, actually. I feel that on a deep level.
I feel that too. Yeah.
Gift scarce. Sorry, Paris, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, no, it's fine. I essentially agree. I would not help out in this case.
What does she like? Does she have any ideas like floating around, or she needs your help from scratch? Like, what's a gift?
She has some ideas, but they're like, you know that your girlfriend's going to hate them. So you either need to help or you just need to let her crash and burn.
I guess like the help alone would just be like me. It's like just saying, don't give her those things. I don't have a solution.
That's aid.
Cause I'm also gift idea poor.
Sure.
And you, Jeff?
Oh yeah.
That's polite.
Nah, for the same reason Mike said. You're at the gym, right? And a novice lifter drops the bar on his chest and then it slowly rolls down to his neck. But you're sort of in the zone. Aid or not?
Fully aid.
Yeah, I'm going
to
aid.
Yeah, no, that's the right thing to do. I'm just wondering like if Ferris is at like 24 hour and he's like really has a good pump going.
Yeah, I'll help him. I'll help him because that's... I've often... Like that's a nightmare scenario for me to imagine myself in. Like... I feel like most people who have done like a bench press in their life has had that thought of like, oh God, if I don't have a spotter, this is like a really heavy weight I'm doing. It's like a new weight. What happens if I don't catch the little safety thing and it gets down to my goddamn throat? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like
that's happened to me before, but I don't use the clips. And so I just kind of like go like that. And then one of them comes off and then I can shove it off myself. And that was with a spotter.
Okay. Did this happen to you? And did somebody not
All
save
of these
you?
Are based Nobody on personal experience, I will admit.
And they didn't aid you.
Your
even
neighbor.
Tom Steyer. Okay.
Your neighbor who never even said thank you for the wine you brought them when you moved in, knocks on your door all of a sudden and asks for sugar. Aid or nah?
Can we dive into...
Yeah, let's go into our pantry here. How much sugar do I have in my pantry right now? And am I planning on making something?
I guess that depends how big of a baker you are. I'd say, I mean, you know, no, you're fine. You have enough sugar to give. But you're just kind of butthurt that they didn't say thanks for the wine.
So they're asking for sugar, the like sweetening thing. They're not asking for like a kiss.
Okay. A little bit of sugar.
Let's do both. They knock on the door asking for a kiss. What do? Aid or not? I say yeah.
If they were rude about the wine, I'll kiss them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't give them sugar. Like, I wouldn't give them the granulated white stuff.
Sure.
I'd give them a smooch if we had already built up that sexual tension.
Yeah.
With that sort of exchange. Can we go into it, though? Like, would we have walked up to their door with the wine bottle and had said, hey, I'm new in the neighborhood. Nice to meet you. My name is Jeffrey James. Here's a bottle of wine. And then they go, because this happened in your life, right? All this.
Yeah.
What do they say? Do they silently take it from you? Do they strike you even? you know,
they weren't home. So the issue was that I dropped off the wine. In an ideal world, I would have knocked on the door, said, "Hey, I'm new. I'm your next door neighbor. Like, here's some wine. Just introduced myself, got their contact info just in case I was ever being too loud, et cetera." But I didn't have a note, you know, and so they weren't there. And so I left the wine there. So there is a world where they did not know the wine was from me.
Ah.
And I will not give them sugar for that.
In that scenario, I would go, I'd say like, "Sure, yeah, let me grab you some sugar." And I'd hand it to them at the door and be like, "By the way, did you try that wine? How was it? What'd you think?"
Yeah. And then they would be like, "That unmarked wine that showed up at my doorstep. Yeah, I didn't drink that because I didn't know who it was from."
They were creeped out. Yeah. This is an L on both sides for everyone.
That's Sophie's choice in a way. A Sophie Turner's choice because she always like isn't given the best options.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Ferris, don't concede that. What? What do you mean she's not given the best options?
I'm just saying, like, she was like, it's either like, you know, she didn't get that mid-level fame. She got that Game of Thrones fame where she can't go to the grocery store without being looked at some type of way unless she lives in like a very affluent, celebrity-filled neighborhood where everybody's famous. Also, like, she got the worst Jonas brother.
You think Joe is the worst Jonas brother?
Of course. Hmm.
No way.
It goes Kevin,
okay,
Frankie.
No.
All right.
And then a huge dip, and then it's Nick and Joe.
Wow.
Nick Jonas lives on Street in California.
George, this is also another theme is Jeff likes to dox people.
All right, this one's specifically for Mike. You're jamming with people that you met at Guitar Center, and one of them asks for a pick. You have one, but aid or nah?
Oof, what kind of pick are we talking here?
Like one of these, the marbly.
Yes, absolutely 100% aid.
Okay.
Pick is trash.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't even use it. Ferris?
If I'm not pick poor, if I'm pick scarce, I may say, sorry, I'm just using the one I have. But if I had extra, you know, they're cheap. You just have to know that it's probably going to get lost. Like you're not getting it back. Even the ones that you keep to yourself, I don't know if you guys have experienced this. There's like a black hole, kind of like socks when you do laundry.
Yeah.
There's a different black hole for picks too. They drop on the floor and
then you can never find them. Yeah.
That's it. Move on.
Ferris, is this your bedroom or do you have like an extra studio room or is your living room a studio?
So this is an all-in-one. So this is my bedroom, which is like essentially half of it is a studio and half of it is a bed.
That's cool.
As a matter of fact, I wonder if I can. So that's the bed right there.
Do you have a white noise machine because of how quiet it is in that room when you're trying to sleep?
It's not as quiet as I would like it to be, but it's better than the last place that I lived at where this old man, I hope he's okay. He was already like hacking up a lung every night. He would just walk around his apartment right next door, thin walls, screaming and cussing at nobody in particular, just running around, like kind of plodding around in his apartment. And you can cut this part out, but he'd say, "Motherfucker, stupid asshole." Like
that's a pretty like good Ferris's neighbor.
Yeah.
Poor Johnny. I hope he's good.
No, it's Johnny Villa.
Johnny Villa was my next door neighbor.
He was HeadGum Hire.
Yeah,
that's a real bummer. I wonder if he had Tourette's.
I don't know. He was always so nice to me in person, which always.
You're right. So people with Tourette's are like really mean.
oh my God.
What?
First, the Skylar White. You guys, you can't flip shit on me like this. Okay. I look like a misogynistic ableist at this point. So thank you.
What the weirdest ways to catch you.
You're volunteering all this information.
I know, man.
All right. Yeah. Someone at your annual end of summer bonfire starts openly weeping. Aid or nah?
Because
like the vibe is like it was good until they started like sobbing.
Who is it and why are they crying?
It's me.
Yeah, I'd aid you.
Really?
If you were openly weeping, yeah, I'd check in.
I really fucking appreciate that, George. I really do.
Pull you out of the spotlight at least, right? Like if you're in the center of the
the bonfire.
Hey, man, can you do this in your car?
Yeah. No, I just like put an arm around you and like slowly like keep patting you on the back and say, hey, man, come here real quick. I want to talk to you for a second. And just like,
you're ruining my party.
Pull you like behind a tree and let you continue.
And then lower. Lower on the back, lower. Suddenly you're just spanking me in front of the fucking fire, man.
That's right. That's right. I'm also a sexual assailant on top of the other, on top of everything else.
Welcome to The Price is Mike, the only audio game show where you have to guess the price of Mike's shit, Ferris.
Okay.
First question. Guess Mike's monthly rent, George.
Can I ask questions about where he lives and the state of his apartment? Mike, where do you live?
I live in Brooklyn. Giving you a
What's the range? What part of Brooklyn?
I live in North Slope.
And you live with someone, right? You live with your girlfriend?
I do.
Okay. So that's, I'm imagining at least a 2-bedroom. You guys probably want like an office space. I'm going to say you pay $3,000.
Yeah, I was thinking three. I'm going to say 32.
$59,000, I think.
Well, shit.
$69,000 a
month? 69 would be insane.
Little Freudian slip there, George.
You buy a car every month. You buy a practical sedan every month at $59,000.
That's a luxury sedan. I don't know what kind of practical stuff you're driving.
We don't need cars in New York.
A practical sedan.
Well, to me, a Lexus is practical. I need a seat that can go all the way back.
All right, next question. Guess Mike's cost of his outfit money.
Oh, God.
Like what he's wearing right now?
Yeah.
Mike, it's so dark in your room.
I'm in a blanket.
We should say, yeah, Mike is underneath a blanket with very little light.
Are you wearing any, like, brands?
I don't know.
A bathing ape.
No.
It's at least two layers.
Yeah. I'm wearing, okay, let me, for what's going on, I'm wearing a white t-shirt. Okay. I'm wearing a fleece lined hoodie.
Sure.
And I'm wearing American Eagle jeans.
I'm going to say $100 for it all.
Correct. $100 to a T is exactly right, I think.
Wow. An easy Benjamin.
How do you know this stuff about me, man?
Guess. Sorry. Need the stinger.
Don't need the stinger.
Guess Mike's wife's engagement ring cost.
Please don't do this to me right now.
Where'd you get it? Where'd you get the ring?
Yeah, where'd you get it?
Don't make me admit this.
All right, that's a pass. Guess Mike's minimum price to buy him off from selling government secrets. We all know that he works for the NSA. That's the National Security. Hey, I'm walking here. Because he lives in New York. Ferris?
I'd say somewhere in the ballpark of $59,000 a month.
Correct, man! Because that would be a 1 month's rent.
That's good for you, Mike.
That's really how I can afford it.
I was trying to clarify Mike's economic situation, that he trades about a secret per month to like net neutral on rent. And then you just work at HeadGum for the supplementary.
I do it for the Vine.
Mike, I have bad news for you about doing things for the Vine.
What?
It's gone.
No.
This has been The Price is Mike.
This is not fun.
All right. This brings us to our next segment, Conversation Starter Roulette. We've played this game before a lot where you guys just shout out a number. I have a website open on Google Chrome that has various conversation starters, 1 through 200. So, George, why don't you start us off? Say a number one through 200, yeah.
155.
What are three of the most significant numbers in your life?
Stupid. such a stupid question.
Choose three numbers?
You have to choose three.
Thirteen is really big in my life.
Yeah.
A, because I'm a goth, and B, because when I'm automating, when I'm mixing, I refuse to put any of my automation levels at level 13. And that's completely superstitious. And I don't believe that it's going to do anything, but I also indulge in that fear.
Mm.
So 13 is one. Can we make this in rounds? Because I can't think of two.
Yeah, Ferris, what about you?
The number 155 comes to mind.
Because George just said it, or?
I don't know. It's just sort of a gut feeling kind of thing. And 59,000. I like the sound of that.
Sure. From eight or not.
Feels good.
Yeah.
And then whatever Mike's supplemental salary is from HeadGum, that number.
Divine is my supplemental salary.
I'm going to go seven.
Thing about Vine. I think, Mike, you're not getting the thing that George was saying about Vine. Never mind.
This
Never
is what
vine.
Jake promised me. Jake no. and Amir promised me for the Vine. They said, yeah, come on board. We'll do it for the Vine. It'll be great.
It's still a term. Like, you can still use it. And, like, people get what you mean. Like, do
but
it
I'm
for
not
the
receiving
grand.
Anything from this?
Is not money. No, Vine. No. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
Amir would have loved this question.
I'll tell you about it later. Yeah, we'll talk about
Why
it.
Why would Amir have loved this question?
Because he loves math.
Okay.
All right, Mike, a number 1 through 200.
155.
Already been said. That's the what, yeah. We'll do 156. What are some of your personal rules that you never break?
Not putting the automation slider to 13. That's
are
a rule.
We starting the episode over?
It's a good callback.
George, personal rules you never break.
I'm a fickle person. I don't know if I say something, I don't know if I stand by it even a week later. You have to be constantly checking in if I still believe something.
That's fair.
So I don't know. I'm probably broken every rule I have for myself. Don't fair. Kill, I guess. I'd never kill a person.
It's admirable. Ferris?
That's solid.
Or should I say it? Admiral? I haven't had sex in the better part of a year.
Yeah.
That's oversharing.
It's kind of your own fault, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I made some personal growth milestones in a way, but I still haven't had
but not as good as sex.
Not
right?
as good as sex.
Personal growth
exactly.
is like way worse than sex.
It doesn't feel as good physically.
Sure.
Can lead to better sex.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was right or not, and that's right.
For me, I try not to drink before 4 p.m., but. Again, that's also...
What about on days you record this podcast?
I've already cracked open the Hennessy. I thought we were starting at 4 p.m., but that was Eastern time. So,
yeah.
And I already had the bottle here and a nice little shot glass. And I said, fuck it in the ass. I'm going to have cognac right now.
Ferris, how much would I have to Venmo you right now to do a shot? And we should say that it is 2:40 p.m. Pacific.
I'll do a shot right now on camera.
For
$5.
Wow, that's... pretty low. All right. Venmoing you now. Let me know when you get it.
Kind of a win-win. I mean,
it's more of a window into your life.
That is too true these days. Dear Lord.
Showing you guys on the Zoom that I did just pay him.
And you did.
Yes.
I wasn't kidding. And, but George, you have a nice rack sitting there behind you.
Thanks.
George, nice boobs.
I've got a hot model behind me with big old boobies that I've been waiting for someone to point out.
Ferris is referring to your bar cart with various, yeah, George is a huge mixologist, which is great because we kind of have an in-house bartender at our house, which is at Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah. And Jeffrey's car is the Jeep out front.
What do you say we double up on this, George?
On this shot? I would. Well, fine.
Well, now I have to.
Nice. Yes.
Here, I'll go up and grab I'll go up and grab it.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Mike, would you join?
This blanket fort's really hard to get in and out of.
Okay.
I have a bottle of Buff Trace I'm trying to cash.
Okay.
This is kind of the perfect opportunity for that. So I'll just pull it. I have more work after this. So I
yep.
This won't affect me too much, I guess. I don't know. I'm a grown man.
One little baby shot could actually enhance things.
Yeah, maybe my productivity will be that much better. I've already gone. They don't know I'm here. I'm AWOL at the moment.
Did you text your boss that you're AWOL?
Yeah, just saying like, hey, this call's got to push.
I'm going to start day drinking on a podcast. I'll be right back.
I can hear Jeffrey. I can hear him walking about our upstairs.
Yeah, I was wondering, is he coming up to your room? Like he said, oh shit, my alcohol's upstairs. And it sounded like he just goes into your room and grabs booze from your cart.
Well, Club Manchi is open.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Dink. It's a stupid idea.
Ooh, loosen up the joints.
No, yeah. You break your ankle later.
Daddy needs to grease these screws. Oh, wowee. Hachi chachi.
George, have you ever had any of the alcohol from that cart?
It's all for show.
Okay, that. I'm starting to get the picture.
That was the first sip of alcohol I've ever had.
That was so fast.
Ferris, and you better cut this out. I'm 16.
Okay, you're 16. All right. Yeah, I think from a legal standpoint.
I just learned how to drive.
How's that going?
Fast.
Is it in that Jeep outside?
In Jeffrey's Jeep? Yeah, Jeffrey is, you know how you drive you're supposed to drive with a parent for a certain amount of hours before you get your license?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey is filling that role.
It's a real time drain.
Even though you have to be over 25, Jeff is just sort of...
I didn't know
and
that.
And again, you'll have to cut that out.
A lot of leaping going on here. Because Jeff, you're 19 and a half?
I'm 19 and three quarters, actually. So I thank you not to bring it up again.
I missed your half birthday. Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, we had like a huge gathering indoors.
Really?
That's not better.
Yeah, we shut off all the vents. It was a sneeze party. Have you ever been to a sneeze party?
No.
It's kind of like a day rave. But instead of it being like a rave during the day, you open mouth spit into other people with gaping maws. Yeah.
Yeah. Give each other some sugar.
And it was kind of
That's a great callback. I think we'll have to end it there. Club Manchi is open for the rest of the weekend. Please, Mike, obviously you're welcome to join. We're going to keep this Zoom going on for another hour or two, but we're going to end the record here. Thank you guys so much for listening to the HeadGum Podcast this week. Tune in again next week for more chaos, Ferris Manchi style. And be sure to follow. Do you guys want to plug your social media music?
Yeah, you can find me at Ferris Manchi anywhere. Instagram. My music is under my name. That's about it.
My music's under Old Best Friend. You can find it anywhere that you listen to music.
That's a cool handle.
Thank you. I don't have Instagram, it on any platforms.
Oh, sorry. I talked over you. I didn't know you're... We all take kind of the worst spaces in between our sentences.
What's that? All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. Arrivederci. Or George, did you want to plug your...
Yeah. Sorry, can I plug my
Yeah, I'll just Frankenstein this in before Ferris hit us with the best button possible.
I think it's even funny if it comes after. Yeah, my Instagram is secret George Saba. That's secret, like the word secret, George GEORGES Saba SABA. I have a food Instagram that is secret spelled SEAT Cret George GEORGES SABA.
Twitter.
And that's Twitter is George Saba, GEORGES SABA. You can listen to my work on the So Yesterday podcast. You can follow them on Instagram at So Yesterday. And the E's are threes.
That was a HeadGum Original.